Haitian police have made arrests in the killing of President Jovenel Moïse. Local reports say the alleged assassins were intercepted by the police in Palerin District, where Moïse's home is located. The men, armed with rifles, allegedly spoke English and Spanish. Moïse was shot dead early on Wednesday. His wife was seriously wounded. Two new local COVID-19 cases were reported in Yunnan province yesterday. The city of Reili has seen a resurgence of coronavirus infections recently. Beijing's calling on the United States to act cautiously concerning Taiwan-related issues. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the remarks after the White House said the United States does not support Taiwan independence. Reiterating that the One China principle is the political foundation of bilateral ties, the spokesperson urged the U.S. to stop sending false signals to Taiwan independence forces. China's market regulators handed down punishments after investigating 22 cases of illegal operations in the internet sector. A statement says all the companies involved have been found to have violated China's anti-monopoly law. The firms have been fined 500,000 yuan, roughly 77,000 U.S. dollars, for each case. China plans to set new standards for recycled materials as it promotes the new circular economy and aims to achieve its climate goals. The country has released its Resource Recycling Industry Development Plan for the next 5 years. It plans to increase its use of steel scrap to 328 million tons and waste paper to 60 million tons by 2025. A ceremony was held yesterday in Beijing to mark the 84th anniversary of the beginning of China's nationwide war against Japanese aggression. That war started with an incident that took place in 1937 at the Lugo Bridge in southwestern Beijing. The memorial event was attended by more than 400 people. Emergency workers have given up on any hope of finding survivors in the collapsed Florida condo building. The number of deaths now stands at 54 after eight more bodies were recovered yesterday. 86 people are still unaccounted for. No one's been rescued alive since hours after the collapse 2 weeks ago. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that he's filing suits against tech giants Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Trump says that he's serving as lead plaintiff in the class action suits, claiming he's been wrongfully censored by the companies.
We're demanding an end to the shadow banning, a stop to the silencing, and a stop to the blacklisting, banishing, and canceling that you know so well.
He says they also want the court to impose punitive damages on these social media giants. Trump was suspended from Twitter and Facebook after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January the 6th. The company cited concerns that he would incite further violence, and Trump has since been prevented from posting on the platforms. England has reached its first major tournament final since 1966. The Three Lions beat Denmark 2-1 through extra time and will face Italy in the Euro 2020 final. Harry Kane scored the winner for England as the captain followed a save penalty to slot home in the 105th minute. It's also the first time England has reached the European Championship final, which will be played on Sunday at Wembley.